So, sports broadcaster extraordinaire, Ralph, cricket's your game and you've worked all over the world and not just limited to cricket.
No, indeed. I've had a go at talking about most sports, I suppose, over the years, and we do go back rather a long time, rather too long, I think.
And as you say, all over the world as well, not just limited to these isles.
Well, that's right, yes. I've been lucky enough to go on a number of cricket tours and some other boxing and football gigs and rugby gigs overseas, but mainly cricket has taken me around the world. I think with playing and coaching and commentating, I've been to something like 24 countries in the world just associated with cricket.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Now, you've been hosting touring stage show In The Box, and that comes to Brentwood on May the 12th, and it's hosted somewhere you're very familiar with.
Yes, rather. I was at Brentwood School, and that's where we're going, and it'll be lovely to go back. I think the last time I stood on the stage at Brentwood School was 1958, I think it was, and I got a prize for good progress. I think they were starting from a very low base, or they got it wrong.
And if it weren't enough to just have you on your own, you've got some great guests lined up as well. Tell us a little bit about the three people you've got joining you.
Well, there's Jeff Miller, who was England, Derbyshire, and for a time Essex spin bowler. And he then became a selector and then the national selector, chairman of selectors. And apart from all of that sort of cricketing credentials, he is also one of the funniest men in cricket. Lovely anecdotes and stories that he brings out with a sort of rich Derbyshire accent, and he's terrific value. He's worth the admission alone. Mike Gatting, who will be familiar to a lot of your listeners, Middlesex England captain, and he's just a lot of fun. He's Mike Gatting, and Jeremy Coney, former captain in New Zealand, now a renowned expert summariser for Sky, for BBC Radio, and again a great raconteur, and has got some lovely stories with a slightly different angle, the fact that he's a Kiwi.
Now, and as I say, I imagine these guys have got some, they've got so much experience, they have some great stories to tell, they must have.
Oh, yes, and you know, I'm the luckiest person around, because I sit there and I just introduce them, and then I hear their stories, and no matter how many times I hear them, and most of them I've heard a lot, they still make me laugh. There's just something about it that you just have to laugh, and they are great stories. They really are.
Gat's a larger-than-life character, as we all know. And
in every sense of the word.
Of course, in every sense of the word. How many of these stories involve Buffet?
Funnily enough, not that many. He relies on other people to talk about his eating and that sort of thing. He's got lots of stories about the incident in Faisalabad when he had a run-in with Shakil Rana, when he had his nose broken by Malcolm Marshall. Not very funny at the time, but very funny as the way he tells them. And yes, there is the odd mention of food here and there. He's never shy of a cake or two dozen.
And, of course, it's really famous for that Shane Warne delivery, isn't it? It's what we associate Mike Gatting with as well.
Well, that one as well, yes. Some time ago now, wasn't it? We're going back. But, yes, it lives on. It was they reckon it was the ball of the century. And there hasn't been one better since. And, remarkable. And he tells a nice story about that, but going out the night before and Shane Warne being very nervous because it was his first Ashes test, and he went out with Merv Hughes, who also played for Essex for a while, Merv Hughes took him under his wing. That's a bit like employing Herod as a babysitter, he reckoned when he came to bowl the next morning, because they weren't expecting to play, it had been raining and they weren't expecting to start on time, but they did, and he thought there was no way that Shane Warne could focus on the stumps at the other end. And then he produced a delivery like that.
And with such a wealth of experience on that panel, they must be able to digest even the most difficult cricketing questions. What format does the night take?
Well, the format is that it starts off with each of the guests coming on individually and until we've got the full quorum on the stage. Then we have an interval, and then we have a question and answer session. We have the facility for people to fill in cards and get them back to us, and we go through them because that way we can sort of edit out any unsavoury questions. But that's the audience's chance to put questions to the team, and they tend to be the sort of current ones. Although, having said that, they do. You know, there's nothing like nostalgia, is there? They do like to hark back to the old days, but you know, everything from when these people started playing, when I first started watching cricket, which I hasten to add, was a game at just down the road at Gidea Park and Romford in 1955, I think it was. And we go back over that time right up to the modern day. Anything that happens on the day, we've been not exactly caught out, but we've been tested by things that have happened during the day while we're on our way to a show, and we come up with answers. Not always the right answers, but we come up with answers. But the whole thing is, as well as being sort of good cricket chat from modern times going right back, it's always meant to be entertaining. And one thing that impressed me was once coming out of a show, there was a lady there, not very young, and she said, "Do you know, I didn't want to go to this evening. I didn't want to come to the theatre. It wasn't something that really appealed to me, but I came with my husband, and I'm really glad I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it." And I think if we can get that sort of balance so that even people that aren't great cricket enthusiasts can still have a jolly good evening out, then all to the good.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely amazing night. And it's not going to break the bank either, is it?
Well, we'd like to think not. Adults, £25, but that includes an interval drink as well. So it's not over the top. And under 16s, it's £15. So some tickets are still available. And just go to, www.brentwoodschool.co.uk/inthebox. And in the box is hyphenated. So, and anybody who wants to come will be very, very welcome.
Well, Ralph, thank you very much for joining us today and telling us all about what will be a fascinating night when you make your triumphant return to Brentwood School.
Well, whether it's triumphant or not, I don't know, but it'll be just lovely to go back. I'm looking forward to it.